Thank you, Roger. Good morning. A particular thanks to Craig. I didn't know it was your day off. Thank you very much. I'm going to sing. So I think on the programme it's just entitled Walking with Jesus. It's just a few of my favourite hymns and a few other bits and pieces, and I hope you enjoy it. So we're going to start by singing The Lord is King. Apparently, you could stand or sit at your choice. Thank you. You're in great voice. So that's one of my favourites. I've already talked to Craig about having that at my funeral. I just think it's great, great news, isn't it? Phil, could we go back to the first verse? Fabulous. Isn't it great news that the Lord God, the God of the whole earth, is King? Yeah, that he really does rule, he really does, is in control, but also that the Lord is King. Yes, that the Lord who we know and what he's like, that he is the one in control. And he's the safest place because he's the greatest. I noticed in verse 2, could we look at verse 2, Phil? The possibility of setting ourselves up as a rival, who shall dare? Resist his will, distrust his care. I find that a good reminder of God is good and I'm not. And then we're going, it is ringing a little bit. I don't know if there's anything we can do about that. Could we go to verse 4, Phil? There was a lovely loud bit, you saints exalt your strains, that means sing up. Who we see at the Father's side, the man of love. The crucified. That's our precious Jesus, isn't it? And he's the means by which we get to verse 5. Brilliant. That's how we can approach our Father's throne with our wants and our needs and all our burdens because of Jesus the crucified. So such great news, isn't it, that the Lord is King and that the Lord is King. So I'm going to sing to you Psalm 117. I think we'll just thank you very much. It was set by Mozart in the Vespers. I've given you the Latin and the translation. We know it probably as Laudate Dominum. It's a call to praise the Lord. All the nations praise the Lord. All the peoples praise the Lord. For two things, for his mercy and for his truth that lasts forever. Maybe let's leave that till the end if we want to do that. So we've sung about the Lord our God who is King. We're going to sing about his personal care. Okay, the Lord is King. The Lord is King. But also the personal care of our good shepherd. We're going to sing the King is Love, which is based on Psalm 23. Of course, Jesus uses the same language to talk about the good shepherd in John 10. I'm not going to talk too much about myself. I'm afraid I just don't want to. But my brother-in-law read Psalm 23 at the crematorium when my husband was cremated, and we sang this. So it's a very special one, and I expect lots of you know it. So please stand or don't stand as you want.
Thank you.
There should be a picture. Lovely. A friend of mine sent me this picture a long time ago, just thinking about the shepherd who finds the lost sheep, and that line in the hymn we just sang, "Home rejoicing brought me." Yes, there's a very happy sheep, I think. Yes, I'm going to sing "He Shall Feed His Flock from the Messiah." It's based on Isaiah 40, verse 11. Every time I live in Penshurst, I see the sheep, and I think, thank you, Lord, you tend your flock like a shepherd. He really does carry the lambs close to his heart, and he really does lead those who have young, and he leads them very gently. So this is a very special one. I sang it many times under my husband's baton, and I can say to you, it is true. It really is true.
I'm just going to have a sip.
I noticed this time something I haven't noticed before. So he tends his flock. He takes care of his flock. He takes care of us. What do we take? We take his yoke. Okay, we walk with him. That idea of the yoke of oxen, we just walk with him. So he takes us, we take his yoke. We're going to sing a big one, Immortal, Invisible. The God who is everlasting, immortal, and completely unseen. I wonder, just listen out. Listen out. How great is he? How extensive is his love? Who's responsible to him or accountable to him? How long does he last? And all the answers are in the text. I was just listening to a talk yesterday, and the gentleman giving the talk said, history, in the course of history, there's an undefeated champion. The undefeated champion was death. Until Jesus, the Son of the living, loving, ruling Creator God, burst through death. Okay, the Apostle Paul says death is swallowed up in victory. He's now the undefeated champion. And so I'm going to sing I Know My Redeemer Liveth from The Messiah, because it speaks of our wonderful hope that Jesus is alive. He's the champion. He's burst through death and opened the way for us. So, the safest place to be is in the complete care and protection of our Father God, paid for by our Good Shepherd, his Son, Jesus, confident of the future that he has secured for us. So the Lord is King, the Lord is King. We walk with Jesus, and the future is secured by him for us. So our last hymn that we're going to sing together is In Heavenly Love Abiding. With Jesus, he walks with us. I thought I'd just read you the collect for this week. So let's pray. O God, the protector of all that trust in thee, without whom nothing is strong and nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that being our ruler and our guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we finally gain the things eternal. Grant this, O Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord. Amen. Amen. So we're walking with him and we know where we're going. Last thing I'm going to sing is a song which is sort of by Bach and sort of not really by Bach. Okay, it's actually originally by a chap called Gottfried Sturzel. But Bach did some stuff to it. I don't think we're quite sure exactly what he did. He transcribed and arranged it. And then he put it in his wife's special little notebook of her musical favourites. And that's really why it's famous. Bist du bei mir. I've given you the German and the translation again. I first sang this in a competition, actually, when I was a teenager. I think because I can sing high, and it sort of is high. But later on, I was asked by a complete stranger to sing it at a funeral at Great St. Mary's in Cambridge. Somebody had heard me sing in a concert, and they said, I want that person to sing this thing at my funeral. So I felt, unfortunately, I never knew who it was or anything. But since then, I've thought, this is not a love song. As far as I'm concerned, this is about Jesus watching over me as I go to my rest. And we've walked with him, and he walks with us.
Roger, that's it.
Well, wasn't that something? Absolutely fabulous music. What a thrill, what a treat, what a standard. Most of all, what a saviour. What a Lord, what a shepherd, what a king. Helen has led us in prayer with the lovely collect for this week. They are beautiful, some of those collects, I have to say. And I don't think any more needs adding except thank you, Craig, for, as ever, beautiful, wonderful accompanying. Let's give them both one more huge clap. And I think it's coffee time, don't you?